Now, just before we get to today's author interview, I'm very sad to have to start today's book club segment with the news that Hilary Mantel has died. Reuters is reporting a tweet from her publisher confirming the death of the author at the age of 70. She is, of course, the writer of the fantastic Wolf Hall trilogy, the historical fiction set in the UK, the rise of Thomas Cromwell, etc. Many of you will have enjoyed the TV series that was adapted from the first book, Wolf Hall, and that is very, very sad news indeed. Of course, she won the Booker Prize twice for both of the first two books in that trilogy, and the final one, The Mirror and the Light, which I haven't yet read, has been out for a while yet. I still need to remedy that. I know we've got a lot of fans in the audience who will be very, very sad indeed to hear that. The tweet from Fourth Estate Books simply saying, "We are heartbroken at the death of our beloved author, Dame Hilary Mantel, and our thoughts are with her, her friends and family, and especially her husband, Gerald. This is a devastating loss, and we can only be grateful she left us with such a magnificent body of work." No further information shared than that, but sad news indeed for many of the very big fans in our audience, I know. We're in a very different sort of genre today, though, and a very different one from the nonfiction work we were discussing last week. I'm going to preface today's segment with a comment that I've got to be aware of my own bias here, because usually I am fairly skeptical of authors who co-write fiction together. It is a very prejudiced opinion, but usually in my head I go, that's another big name writer who's got too lazy to write their own material. So they've co-opted somebody young and unheard of so that they can keep on roping in the sales from the millions of dollars those books bring in and letting somebody else do all the hard work. And it's an unfair judgment, I know, and it's one I had to revisit when I picked up today's book club pick, because it was anything but lazy writing. Look, I picked up a copy of The Golden Couple completely on a whim. I've been doing some pretty dense, mainly nonfiction reading the last few weeks, and I just felt like something a little bit light and escapist to take my mind off all of that. So when this one arrived on my desk, I thought, let's give it a bash. Why not? And I'm really glad I did, because it was exactly what the weekend called for last weekend. It was a fast-paced read, highly entertaining, a domestic thriller about a couple who are going through a marital crisis and the very unconventional therapist that they turn to for help. And it twists and it turns and it twists again, and it keeps you guessing to the very last page. It was just what the weekend called for. Now, this book is written by authors Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. And Sarah is a former journalist turned novelist who's published several best-selling novels on her own, as well as the books that she's written in partnership with Greer Hendricks. And I'm so thrilled to have her with us via Zoom to talk about her writing, their writing partnership, and about this new book in particular, The Golden Couple. Sarah, welcome to Cape Talk. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, I am so thrilled to be here. And what an introduction. I am absolutely glowing. I am so happy you love The Golden Couple.
Just such a fun read, Sarah. It was just such a fun read. Before we talk about that book, and even before we talk about your work with Greer, though, tell us a little bit about your personal journey as a writer. I gather you were one of those kids who was writing stories as soon as you could string words together on paper.
Absolutely. In fact, as a kid, I would actually write novels and I would send them off to publishers.
Wow.
And I still have copies of, you know, the brilliant Miscellaneous Tales and Poems and The Lost Gold, which was kind of a Nancy Drew style book. Yeah. But I always wanted to write. I became a journalist after college. Yeah. And I covered, all kinds of things for newspapers and magazines. And then I had two young kids and I stopped writing altogether for a little while.
Yeah.
But I was just drawn to it. So I would scribble in carpool lanes when I was in, you know, obviously the car was parked. I would write at kids' birthday parties that I would take my child to, you know, on the sidelines at soccer practice. I would write anywhere and everywhere I could. And eventually that turned into my first novel, which I sold at the age of 40.
Wow, there is hope for us all. I'm sure every mother in the audience listening today, myself included, understands why you stopped writing when there were two young kids in the house, Sarah. But I take my hat off to you for pushing through the chaos of young childhood years to get a novel published. Before we talk about that first novel, I mean, I'm intrigued at the concept of a little child sending off entire books to a publisher. Did any of them ever write back to you?
One wrote back, and I still remember, she said, "Keep at it, you'll be published someday."
Wow.
And that's all a child needs, you know, whether it's a teacher, a neighbor, a friend, a relative, just giving them that little bit of encouragement. You never know what spark it's going to ignite in a child. So whenever I meet little girls, especially, I have this reflex of saying, oh, you're so cute. Look at your pretty dress. And I've stopped doing that. And now I say, what excites you? Mm. What are you reading? What are you interested in?
That's fantastic. Sarah, I mean, that first, the first acceptance for the, for your first novel, you're 40 years old. If you like any of the rest of us, it was probably a chaotic scene at home, as you've said, trying to cram in a few words here and there in between school runs and lunchboxes and all that goes with those years. And then the letter comes from the publisher or the email or whatever it was saying, yes, we like it, it's good, and we want to publish it. Take us back to that moment. I mean, it must have been sheer disbelief.
It completely was, because I'd spent so many years working on books and, you know, having them rejected. So I was 40 years old. I was hugely pregnant with my third child. I was trying to cram onto a train in Penn Station in New York after meetings with publishers. And I got a call from my agent. The book is sold.
Oh, boy.
And I was in disbelief. I was shaking. I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't stop smiling. I called everybody I knew. It just, going back to that right now, I still feel that giddy euphoria of, you know, this dream came true. This dream I've had my whole life just came true.
And it came true on a scale, Sarah, that you might not even have dreamed of in your wildest versions of that dream. Because here we are today, you've got 7 novels, I think it is, to your own name as a solo writer. You've been translated and sold all over the world. I mean, you've got a string of international bestsellers to your name. And you there you are, owning your particular corner of this part of the fiction world. I'm intrigued to know what then prompted the decision to start writing with somebody else, because you were doing so well writing on your own. What was it that drew you to want to write with Greer?
So here's a crazy story. Greer was not just a friend at that point. She was the editor of my first 7 books.
Yeah.
So we got to know each other in that capacity of author editor. And during those 7 books, we became very close. We would have dinners together. We would talk for hours. We would recommend books to each other. We had the same sensibilities. And I, at that point, was writing more women's fiction along the lines of Taylor Jenkins Reid and Jennifer Weiner. And that's what Greer was editing. She actually edited both those authors at the time. And yet we were both compelled to write a psychological thriller. And it was just another happy coincidence and something in common. And when she left Simon & Schuster after 20 years in corporate publishing, she wanted to write a book. And she didn't tell many people, who was very private, but she confided in me and she said, you know, if I get together some pages, would you mind looking at them? Maybe I can bounce ideas off you. Kind of a reverse where she would be the author and I would be the editor. And I said, you know, why don't we just write a book together instead? We would have so much fun. And it was just a gut feeling that 1 + 1 = 3, that we could do something greater together than we had been doing independently. And we took off running, and that book turned into The Wife Between Us.
And I just want to say, I'd love to hear from any of our listeners who've read The Wife Between Us, all the follow-ups, You Are Not Alone and An Anonymous Girl. If you've enjoyed the partnership between Sarah Pekkanen and Greer Hendricks, please share your thoughts with us. Pop me a voice note to 0725671567 or give us a call on 0214460567 and tell us which of the books you enjoyed and why and what you loved about it. The thing that surprised me the most reading The Golden Couple, Sarah, was I found it impossible to distinguish your two individual voices. You know, usually a co-writing experiment, and as I said at the start, I've had some degree of skepticism about it. And one of the reasons for that is that it's so obvious that they're two authors here and that you can see they're either alternating chapters or one is writing one particular character's voice and another is writing another. And even though this is a novel where multiple characters control the narrative from chapter to chapter, I couldn't tell which of you was writing where. I couldn't distinguish between the two voices at all. How do you make it so seamless?
Oh, thank you. And that is actually an interesting thing about our process. So as you mentioned, most co-author pairs alternate chapters or alternate characters. In fact, every co-author pair I know does this. Greer and I do it differently. We set up a shared Google Doc we get on a phone call. So we have an open line through Google Hangouts, and we talk through every scene as we're writing it in real time. So that was our process for the first few books. For The Golden Couple, there was more individual writing because COVID struck and we suddenly had full households of kids and, you know, construction workers and all kinds of things. But I think that led to the seamless voice, which was really, it wasn't, especially in the beginning, us off in our separate corners writing. Mm. We were together staring at the same screen.
And you've been doing it together for so long now. I mean, you've obviously found a process that works for you. I mean, do you find yourselves kind of finishing each other's sentences and chapters? And I mean, is it easy? Do you ever disagree on, you know, the direction a character is taking or the decision the character is going to make in the book, for example?
Absolutely. There are disagreements, you know, creatively. But the important thing is that they never get hostile. It is a respectful disagreement. I don't really like the way this is going. Mm. Okay, well, what do you, and so we have a motto, which is if it's not working for one of us, it's not working for both of us. So if one person is unhappy with a scene, a direction, we talk it through and we will often come to a compromise that is maybe even better than the initial idea. Okay. So it's really about collaboration.
Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest joining us via Zoom is Sarah Pekkanen, who is the co-author of a new thriller called The Golden Couple. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the individual book in just a moment. Sarah writes in partnership with Greer Hendricks and also is a very, very successful novelist in her own right. But I'm intrigued by this writing partnership between the two of them. This is the fourth book it has produced, and it really is a ripper of a thriller. It's a book that you will sit down and keep on going, just one more chapter, just one more chapter. I've got to know what happens. Now, I mean, the success of the partnership, Sarah, has been tremendous as well. I know you are still writing your own standalone works as well. I believe you've got a new one coming out next year sometime. How do you juggle the two? Because you must have to be in a slight, you know, a very different headspace for the projects with Greer. And as you said, it's a slightly different genre from what you would normally write in on your own. I'm just intrigued how you balance all of that and intersperse that with the publicity for promoting a new book together when you're still trying to write the next one on your own. It must be fairly chaotic in your head.
Definitely a little chaotic in my head, as with any writer. I think there's a lot going on in our minds at any given time. But, you know, I when I'm writing on my own, so my next book is a thriller that I'm writing alone. Okay. My process is very different. I write very early in the morning. And I would recommend this if there's anybody listening who is interested in writing a book. One thing that really worked for me is that the only time of day I could get to myself consistently was very early in the morning. And that happened to be the best time of day for writing because your brain is a clear slate. You're kind of in that warm, fuzzy place. You're coming out of dreams, which, you know, are you know, kind of our minds being creative anyway. And you have that hit of coffee and you sit down and just try to write a page a day. And so I would do that with the thriller I just finished. I would get up at, you know, 4:30, 5, 5:30, sit down, and I would pretty consistently write about 2,000 words. Wow. And that just worked for me. And then by 9 o'clock, I'd look up and I'd be blinking and, you know, take the dog for a walk and get on with the day. And at that point, I could often have a second session in the afternoon to write. So when you're writing with a co-author, like I do with Greer, it is much more scheduling oriented. Yeah. Who's got this? Who's taking the kid to the dentist? Who's got this going on? When I'm doing it on my own, I can make my own schedule. So both have benefits.
Yeah. Well, before we run out of time, let's talk about the latest novel, The Golden Couple. As I mentioned at the start of the interview, it's the story of a very well-heeled married couple, Marissa and Matthew Bishop, who on the surface look like they've got a perfect life with their son, Bennett, and their beautiful home and their successful businesses. But when we meet them at the start of the book, that illusion is about to be shattered as one of them confesses to infidelity. And they turn to a very unconventional therapist named Avery Chambers to help them. She's somebody who has had her license revoked because her methods are so unorthodox, but she claims she can fix anybody in 10 sessions. And over the course of the book, we follow the couple's journey with Avery and her journey with them. And a journey told from multiple different characters' perspective, and really the only thing you can be sure of is that one of them is not being entirely truthful. The question of which one it is one that keeps you guessing right to the end of the book. Sarah, I mean, tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the story. Obviously, you and Greer love a good thriller. Where does the idea spark from?
So this particular book, the idea came from the title. Our brilliant editor, Jen Enderlin, called us one day and said, you know, you guys have a new book due, you know, in a year, and I've got a great title. Nobody has used it before. And Jen is super enthusiastic. So she just infuses you with that good energy. And she said, The Golden Couple, do you love it? And we said, yeah, we love it. Okay, let's go. You know, game on. Time to start thinking about a book around that title. And so we thought, well, The Golden Couple is clearly that couple we all know. We all see them on social media. They're the ones that make us feel a little bad about ourselves because we have, you know, dog hair on our sweater and our kids aren't perfect and winning trophies every weekend. And, you know, we're dealing with a lot of stress and in life. So we thought we're going to take The Golden Couple and then we're going to uncover their secrets, the side that they never show anybody else. It's going to be as intimate as if you're reading their nightstand journals and you're kind of listening in on their therapy sessions.
Yeah.
We said, but you know, who would be the character to uncover the secrets? You know, it could be a cop investigating something, you know, a detective. It could be a family member. It could be a neighbor. Could be a therapist. And as soon as we hit on that, we were off and running. Hmm. We love a good therapist story.
And she's a really unconventional one, I'll say that. I'm going to not say any more about the plot because I want the audience to read it for themselves and be as surprised as I was from page to page. Suffice to say, yeah, secrets are uncovered, and secrets not just that the couple kept from the world, but that were kept even within the marriage, which is really intriguing. Before we run out of time, Sarah, I got to the end of this book and I put it down and I thought, gosh, that would make a brilliant movie. I know that some of your earlier work has been optioned for film and TV. Have you had the experience yet of seeing the novels developed into anything on screen?
So nothing has been on screen yet. COVID struck sort of at a time when we had several things in development. And one of our projects, A Wife Between Us, we have actually written the screenplay for. Yeah. And that was optioned by Amblin. And The Golden Couple has been optioned, and there has been some movement on it, but I'm not allowed to say exactly what yet, which is killing me because I'm dying to shut the news. But hopefully, at least those two will be on screens before too long.
Okay, fingers crossed. That was the first thought I had as I finished the book was I would love to see it on screen. And, you know, you've got your characters in your head that you already think should play them, and I'll be intrigued to see where it goes. Finally, you mentioned there is a new thriller coming out next year. Can you tell us anything about it?
Yes, my next book is titled Gone Tonight. It's a story told in alternating points of view from a mother and a daughter. And the mother wants to keep the daughter very close. The daughter is ready to spread her wings, move away from home, but there's danger around them. And the mother has a very secretive past, and it's kind of unclear where the danger is coming from. Mm. But I've just wrapped it up and gotten the cover. I just got a wonderful blurb from Harlan Coben, who read an early copy. And I'm so excited about it. My editor called it the mother-daughter version of Gone Girl.
Ooh, can't wait to read it, Sarah. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us on the show today and sharing a little bit of insight into your co-writing process as well as your personal writing journey. It's been an absolute delight having you on the show.
Thank you for a wonderful interview. This was great.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Sarah Pekkanen, the co-author with Greer Hendricks of a book called The Golden Couple. If you are looking for something to pour yourself a long bubble bath and sink into and read until the water is cold, it's one of those books that's going to keep you going just one more page, just one more chapter until you've finished it. Just a reminder that Sarah also has 7 novels of her own, standalone novels, and then a new one, a thriller, coming out next year called Gone Tonight. If you'd like to pick up a copy of The Golden Couple, it is available now in South African bookstores, published by Pan Macmillan, and you'll find it selling at roughly 350 rand a copy in paperback.